a rare Saturday in the U.S. Senate yesterday, but as Brad Bernards from USA Radio News' West Texas Bureau reports, it was a productive one for the infrastructure bill.
The Senate agreed to wrap up the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill through a test vote. 18 Republicans joined with Democrats to support moving forward on the legislation, clearing a key procedural hurdle.
The border crisis has now reached a breaking point. Mayors of border towns in Texas say they cannot handle any more. Fox News' Katie Pavlich says the Biden administration actually may have wanted this to happen.
The Biden administration has said that the Border Patrol to fail. The White House continues to berate Texas Governor Greg Abbott for a rise in COVID cases in his state list and having the Justice Department suing the state of Texas for trying to prevent COVID-positive illegal immigrants from traveling across the state. Pretty clear that the administration doesn't have any plan or intention to stop this from continuing.
For USA Radio News, I'm David Martin.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faces possible criminal charges after an accuser filed a criminal complaint against him. The Albany Sheriff's Office received a criminal complaint from an unidentified executive assistant who claims the governor groped her multiple times in the executive mansion in 2019 and again in 2020 when Cuomo allegedly put his hand up her blouse. And even with the other 11 sexual harassment allegations, the governor remains defiant. Friday's Great Jobs Report has the White House bragging about recovery as unemployment fell to 5.4% and the economy added 943,000 jobs in July. But as Fox News contributor Mitch Rochelle says, not all is as it seems.
The good news is that wages went up on an annualized basis by 4%. Terrific. Unfortunately, inflation is running hotter than that at 5%, so even if your wages went up, you're not keeping up with inflation.
For USA Radio News, I'm David Martin.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More trouble in Afghanistan. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau has the latest.
The American Embassy in Kabul is urging Americans in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. The embassy issued the security alert on Saturday, telling U.S. citizens still in the country to leave on commercial flights if they can, because help from the embassy may be extremely limited. The warning comes a day after Taliban fighters captured a provincial capital in the south of the country in their latest offensive on Afghan cities.
There was a big birthday bash last night for former President Barack Obama. Celebrities from across the country made the trip to Martha's Vineyard to help celebrate, but pictures of a massive tent at Obama's mansion has raised questions and also sparked accusations of hypocrisy. Critics say the Obamas hosted a COVID-19 super spreader event, despite having scaled it back from what was going to be about 700 people to 250. More gold for the U.S. at the Tokyo Olympics.
The U.S. women's basketball team captured gold in Tokyo, beating Japan in the finals 90-75. Brittany Griner led the squad with 30 points on 14 of 18 shooting. The win gives the team its 7th consecutive gold medal and 9th in the last 10 Olympics. The team hasn't lost a game in Olympic competition since falling in the semifinals at the 1992 Barcelona Games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And on Wall Street, analysts say we could see a bit of a correction tomorrow as we start the week, despite Friday's Great Jobs Report. For USA Radio News, I'm David Martin.